Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You can't put a number on it. He's invaluable. So many good things. Clutch, face-offs, you name it, he does it. Doesn't get enough respect or credit for his defensive abilities. He's dug in. There's not many better, maybe nobody better.
McDavid on Draisaitl. Game two is
tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. 2 days in between on travel days.
Yep. Whereas the NBA is just doing 2 days on between every day.
Every day. Okay.
Yeah. There's a story out of Kansas City that I guess the Chiefs might be staying in Missouri now. Because they've been flirting with Kansas, moving from Kansas City, Missouri to Kansas City, Kansas. So that story about them leaving Arrowhead, I guess, might not be happening now. $1.5 billion now are being dedicated to the Chiefs and the Royals to stop them from leaving. So you will get more games at Arrowhead Stadium in the future.
Exciting. The story I thought you were going to mention out of Kansas City is this. I saw from special teams coach Dave Taub said to Chiefs Wire about Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
Punt returns. He said, if you remember Worthy, you know, he was going to be our guy, punt returns. He planned on being our guy until Rashee Rice got hurt, and that changed everything for that dynamic. He ended up being the number one last year, so we couldn't afford to have him back there. I say he's the best punt returner nobody knows about right now in the league, and that's Worthy, so hopefully we get him back there too. A little let's get stupid?
Sure.
Worthy and Coleman, let's have him return punts. Coleman did it. He did it in college. He was good at it, right?
He was, I think, very good at it.
Can I get him returning punts? Is that not possible?
Isn't he going to already be playing so much?
What percentage
on
of
offense?
Snaps?
He's going to play 80% this year.
How many punt returns are there in a game?
Three? Yeah, not many.
Who
I would
led
say.
The league in returns per game? You know? Punt return stats.
You don't think it was more than?
I know you got to practice.
Like 40?
I know you got to practice. Leading the league in punt returns. All right, ready?
Yep.
Returns. The league leader in returned punts had returned 33.
Two
a game?
Yeah.
Xavier Gibson, 33 punt returns. Brandon Codrington had 27 last year.
That's returns. That's not the fair catches, though.
Right.
You got to go out there for fair catches.
You don't even break a sweat.
That's a job. I mean, that is pressure. You got to know when to do it, or if someone's going to drill you anyway, or make sure you catch it. It's nervous.
Is it bad for Worthy's fantasy stock if they're talking about making him a punt returner?
No, it's fine. And no, it's bad for his fantasy stock that Rashee Rice is back. And they both play the same role.
Yeah, a little bit.
Someone's going to play a different role. You're also trying to take a job away from our guy, Brandon Codrington. Love Brandon Codrington.
How'd he do last year?
He did great. He did great, didn't he?
Yeah, I suppose.
Felt like every time he had a return, it was good.
He finished on the season, punt return average last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some guys had like an average of 24. Parker Washington did that.
He was 11.6.
Yeah. For guys that returned it a bunch, he was pretty high. It was good. With 25 or more returns, it was Mims, Marcus Jones, Khalif Raymond, and then Codrington, fourth. So fourth among guys that had 25 returns.
And if I'm correct in this, I don't think he lost any fumbles last year.
All right.
I think that's true. I don't remember him gaffing a punt anywhere.
The Ravens have signed Rashad Bateman to a contract extension.
How much?
$36 million. 3 years, 36.
Okay, so 12 a year.
Middle class receiver money.
That's a mid-range receiver number.
That's Shakir money, right? Would Shakir get 12?
Yeah. We've talked about the Bills doing that and how no one had really done that for a while. Are teams joining them in starting to give those contracts out? Like the middle-tier receiver contracts that didn't really exist for a while and now they're maybe popping up?
Shakir's was 4 up to 60.
Yeah. But.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That was the
bigger
deal. That was the press on it. You know, how much is actually guaranteed at sign? Like, you got to kind of sift through that. Yeah, the middle tier receiver contract.
Like, if Bateman's at $12 million a year, there are right now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 receivers that make between $10 and $15 million a year.
That's only 8. And the Bills have 3 of them?
The Bills have 2 of them.
Okay,
Samuel falls underneath that.
Okay, just underneath.
Right.
If you include Samuel up, the Bills have 3 of them, in Palmer, Shakir, and
right. And you're only Samuel. Okay. So if you bump it down to $8 million, from $8 million to $15 million, you're only adding 2.
Okay.
So 10. You're 10 guys.
So 10 receivers in the entire NFL make between 8 and 15, and the Bills have 3 of them.
I'm not counting Neighbors, by the way, because he's a rookie contract. Not Neighbors, Harrison Jr. Right. Neighbors just blow it.
Because he went so high.
Yeah, Curtis from 8 million up. Curtis Samuel, Adam Thielen. Those are the only two between 8 and 10. And then at 10, Tutu Atwell, Diami Brown, Josh Palmer, Jacoby Myers, Darius Slayton, Darnell Mooney, Khalil Shakir, Cortland Sutton. End of list.
Yeah.
Everybody else is higher than that.
That's good money for Mooney. I like Mooney a lot.
Yeah. But all those guys are... See, like, that's that list, I like... Shakir makes the most out of those guys by just a little bit. Him and Sutton are the same.
Yep.
You know, those are fine players, but nobody in there is like, oh, I wish I had Diami Brown.
Well,
we talked about him a little bit this summer, but like, I'm not losing sleep that the Bills didn't get Diami Brown.
No, not at all. And then again, like the sexy headline point about all of our receiver argument is some sort of twisted conversation about do you need a number one, when really what the conversation was, you can save so much money.
Yeah.
Because look how much these guys are for middle-class receivers to be getting like between 10 and 15 million. You can draft a guy and he won't make that in 5 years.
Is it better than having like a non-elite number one?
What's that?
Is it better than having like a non-elite number one?
Depends.
Like, is it a better idea to have one of these guys that makes like 10, 12 million rather than Calvin Ridley makes 23 million or Michael Pittman makes $23 million or DJ Moore makes 27?
Right.
T. Higgins, 28. You know what I mean? Like, those guys are all really good, and Higgins isn't, but the rest of those guys, like, those are number one wide receivers, but they're also not elite guys.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably better. Here's what I would say. You could just, well, do I want, here's my answer, okay. Two guys that make 14 or one guy that makes 24 and a draft pick?
Right, like would you rather have Shakir and Palmer or would you rather have Michael Pittman?
And a draft pick.
And, like, right, and, like, a rookie salary.
And a rookie.
Yeah.
Because the thing about it is, when you know, if Samuel doesn't work out for the Bills and they move on after 2 years, that's dead cap. And that's, you know, that's that. And if you the Michael Pittman in the draft pick, if the draft pick doesn't work out, there's no dead cap. Like, you don't have term you have to respect.
Right.
You get more flexibility. You get surplus value on the receiver pick. This is true of any position. Make it defensive end. Make it anything. It's why teams love their draft picks. It's why, you know, the Bills have a bunch of these defensive end draft picks. You might like this better than three middle-class defensive ends.
Yeah.
Bosa got paid, Rousseau got paid, but Bosa's not huge money. That's kind of like this receiver money.
Right.
And they draft Landon Jackson, and, you know, they'll keep drafting edges because – so there's a couple positions where it makes sense to just
– right. Like
I would almost say that too many middle-class contracts is not ideal.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to be afraid of paying great players, and I don't think the Bills are afraid of paying great players, but – like, if Shakir had really leaned on them for $23 million, I don't think they'd pay him.
Right.
That's really a big part of this. Had he played out this year, Shakir, and he really went in for everything he could get,
mm-hmm.
you know, they would probably have a value there to say, like, well, you know, could we replace him?
Yeah.
And there are people that think that Elijah Moore is going to step in and put up really big numbers. He was on the street for five.
Yeah.
So... it's you know, it's all in the mix. It's all part of the nuanced conversation about receiver.
You know, you're really right about that edge position you just kind of mentioned in passing there. How, man, what Bosa makes really is nothing for that position. Like, it's almost less middle of the road than the receiver money is. Like, how many Bills fans would even know the guys? Like, would you know how many Bills fans know who Carl Granderson is? He's an edge rusher for the Saints. He makes the same amount of money as Joey Bosa does. How many would know who Jonathan Cooper is? He makes more than Joey Bosa playing the same position.
Yeah.
Eric Armstead, now you're starting to get into a little bit more of the well-known guys. But Malcolm Kuntz, like, Bosa's making not even second-tier money for that position. It's closer to third or fourth tier.
Yeah.
It's really not a lot.
803-0550. NBA Finals start tonight. Edmonton up 1-0 in that series. OTA's final day for the Bills is today. And then mandatory minicamp next week. The James Cook watch will be on. See what he has to say about any of it. And if he is, in fact,
if he's there.
In town, right. If he's there, if he's holding in, I anticipate he'll be there. That's what I would say. He'll be there and he'll work out, would be my guess. Same?
Work out or he'll practice?
Both. Like, he'll just be there. He'll say...
You want to make a bet?
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be there.
You think he'll not show up?
I don't think he's showing up. For how he's talked this offseason, he's not going to skip a single mandatory thing. No, I don't think he'll be there.
Okay.
You want to bet it?
Sure.
All right, let's bet it.
All right.
I'll put it on the bet board.
Five bucks.
We have a spot at the top.
$5.
All right.
James Cook will be present at mandatory minicamp.
What if he does the Diggs thing where he goes, meets with them, and then leaves? Who gets who wins?
I win. He showed up, and they told him to go home?
Oh, it's going to be it's going to feel like a cheap win, though.
Bring in Gene Steratore. If he shows up and they send him home, that's a win for me saying he'll be there.
I think he's got to put the uniform on.
He got 2 feet firmly on the premises. Both feet were in.
What if he shows up to the facilities and spray paint graffiti's 15 million on the wall? Who wins then? I think I should win. on the outside of the field house, he just spray paints $15 million. I win that.
Here's how I win that. In the paper, it would say, James Cook sprays on the outside of the wall at Bill's mandatory minicamp. Win. All right, Extendo Sports coming up here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.